From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. Last night in Cincinnati, Ohio, more than 40,000 homes were tuned in to an unusual television program. They were watching the first in a year-long series of forums designed to encourage a dialogue on that city's race relations. The electronic town meetings are one response to riots that rocked Cincinnati back in April. Steve Hirschberg of member station WVXU watched with an organized group of people and observed their discussion.
About two dozen professionals, some African American, some white, gathered last night at this old brick mansion that's been converted into a social service agency near Cincinnati's predominantly African American Evanston neighborhood. After the one-hour broadcast, with the guidance of a facilitator, they sat around tables arranged facing each other and discussed some of the key racial issues confronting the city. The group listened intently as one member, Herbert Walker, talked about why he feels black Cincinnati residents need to have a larger economic stake in their communities.
One of the major problems in Cincinnati, we don't own nothing. You know, you can't take responsibility for something that you don't own. In the white community, even the poorest white community, they own homes. You know, we live in these apartment buildings with all these units in it and all this dark space. We don't own anything, and we live a very vicious life.
Others in the room stress the importance of education in overcoming many of the stumbling blocks blacks encounter. This sharing of viewpoints across racial lines was repeated at more than 30 other watch parties in Cincinnati and neighboring suburbs. During last night's town meeting, people in the studio audience and others at watch parties on camera sounded off on a wide range of issues, on everything from the content of local radio talk shows to the problems of economic disparity. One man who identified himself as Pastor Scott said the forum was ignoring the key issue.
There is a problem, and that problem is racism, and that it's systemic. It's covered with layers and layers of garbage that has to be taken off layer by a time.
These town meetings are the result of an unusual collaboration by virtually all of the city's newspapers, radio and TV stations, and cable operators. Cincinnati's public television station is broadcasting every forum. Other media outlets are promoting the forums or reporting on them. The city's five major commercial TV stations are taking turns broadcasting the town meetings. Last night's broadcast was carried by WCPO, an ABC affiliate. News director Bob Morford says his station feels the need to address the city's racial problems.
We need to do something every once in a while just to show ourselves that we're not all about money, and we're not all about ratings, and we're not all about popularity. We want to take this very powerful medium and do some good with it.
Last night's forum had an effect on Holly End, a young white woman who attended the watch party in Evanston. End says for her it was an eye-opener.
If you are in a segregated group of people, me for example, I don't have a lot of African-American friends that I'm with on a regular basis, and it was great to see something other than what the media portrays, to see, you know, how terrific it was that these people, you know, are not saying down with the police and we hate them. They're there for, you know, they want respect.
By the time the next town meeting takes place in December, forum organizers hope many others will be inspired to talk and listen to people they might not ordinarily open up to. That's one way they hope this effort will help close the city's gaping racial divide. For NPR News, I'm Steve Hirschberg in Cincinnati.